Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is the first Monday of 2021. I don't know about you guys. I'm happy to be back and let's get back into a routine. Let's, you know, see if we can't make 2021 outshine the last, that year that shall not be mentioned.
The bar's low.
Hindsight is 2020. It is, I know. It won't take much for it to be. It's already a better year. It's fantastic. Look at this. Nothing bad. Well, knock wood. I hope nothing bad has happened to you yet today. Other than your alarm going off at 4 a.m. I don't know. Anyway, it's time for the news, I'm pretty sure.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Yay! Okay, so earlier, well, I should mention this first. The weather right now, it's raining out. It's actually kind of nice. So, I mean, I don't have to commute in it, so I'm sitting here saying it's nice. I'm sure the people out in the roads are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, sucks, Beavis.
Californians cannot drive in the rain. This is awful.
What is your thing? They must crash.
Yeah, it just seems to be the way. As soon as rain falls, it's like changes everything and there's crashes everywhere. All right. So the first story that I read to you this morning was about this, or one of the first stories, I should say, was about the party at a hospital on Christmas that ended with 44 COVID-19 infections thanks to one guy. Person in a costume. They think the costume, because it had to blow up and it had one of those fans on it, They think this guy got everybody. So now the headline changes from 44 infections at a Christmas gathering, informal Christmas gathering at Kaiser San Jose. Now the headline is one employee dead after coronavirus outbreak infects dozens at Kaiser San Jose.
Oh, no.
So that has changed for the worse since I first reported it 2 hours ago. So,
you know how you were saying, like, you don't want to admit you have it. And people are like, you know, it's the new STD.
It's the new STD, man.
Imagine if you know you're the patient zero that set off the 44 people and now someone's dead. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The guilt. Oh.
Now, I do understand that this person... I'm going to believe that they had no idea they had it.
I believe that.
So they work in a hospital. They've been living this now for...
9 months.
10 months? Yeah. Okay, 9 months, whatever it is.
9.5 months.
That no one more than them sees what the reality of COVID-19 is. So here they are trying to lift their morale. I know that they've got many... stories out there are about the post-traumatic stress from this, whether it's losing patients, losing sleep, the mounting pressure. It's not just, this has been ongoing for months and months. So I can see that they would, you know, try to look, the Christmas spirit definitely helped me here at the end of the year. I'm assuming that's what they were going for.
Right.
But one dead, 44 infected. Let's hope that's the only fatality from the Christmas party at the hospital. Good grief.
That's super sad. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yep, me too. All right, so Yolo County is up north. It's northeast, sort of right near Sacramento.
Okay.
Okay. There's a couple driving in Yolo County, California on Saturday. They got into an argument.
Uh-oh. Oh boy.
The guy was driving and the woman was in the passenger seat. And at one point, she reached over, grabbed the wheel, and crashed them into a tree.
Oh my God. That's a terrible decision.
Yep. Their SUV flipped over and the police had to come out and help them.
Oh boy.
That's when the police realized that they were both drunk.
Oh, that's when they realized, huh?
Winning, duh.
It's not saying here that they were hurt badly, but it does say that they were both drunk. The guy was arrested for DUI, and then the woman who technically steered them into a tree, she also got a DUI.
Oh, that's good. I think she deserves it.
Double Deweys.
She was trying to drive, right?
In the same car.
You never hear about double Deweys, do you?
No, you do not. You hear about someone who got a DUI, mm-hmm. got released, got back in their car, went out and got another one later that night or day.
Right.
But you never hear about two in the same car. That is...
Well, that's what you get for fighting over the steering wheel, people.
Yeah, I guess.
Steered them into a car. Jesus. I mean, into a tree. Steered the car into a tree. Right. That's terrible.
Trying
What's
to
going
get
on out there in Yolo
Made
County?
Made sense to her at the time.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's a drunk for you.
Yeah.
This makes perfect sense. Let me do this.
Don't you guys party it. A lot over the vacation?
Not really.
You know, really?
Not really. You know, we it was fairly quiet. You can't really see anybody. We're on major lockdown.
Huh.
Yeah.
What about the boys?
My boys? Nope. No partying. I mean, that I know of. They're always in their rooms. Maybe there's a party going on in there I don't know about.
Huh.
I know. No, it was, I'm trying to think if I got, yeah, I had drinks a few of the nights, but not really, you know, nothing. Nothing
but
to write home
have,
about.
They don't have parties going on in their rooms, and then you don't, like, I could see, well, I'm a drunk, so that's, you know, where all
yes.
this is coming from. But I would be the guy, you know, in the middle of the night walking down the hallway with a suitcase full of bottles, like clink, 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 trying to get them to the trash can without anybody knowing. There's none of that, huh?
Not that I'm aware of, no. And frankly, if anyone had knocked at the door, they would have been yelled at through the door to go away. We're not having a party
wow.
here tonight. I mean, it was right. about the most vacation of all time. You know, 2 weeks of. Well, what are we gonna? Nothing, huh?
All right.
Nothing to do.
There's a 30-year-old guy from England. His name is Thomas Dodd.
Okay.
Apparently in England, you can change your name fairly easily.
Oh.
Thomas got super drunk on Christmas Eve and decided to legally change his name to Celine Dion.
Why?
Because he was watching Celine on a TV concert at the time. Loved her.
Of course he did.
He decided to fill out an online application, paid the $120 fee, and then he went to sleep and forgot all about it. Last week.
It's like a dream.
He got an envelope in his mailbox with papers addressed to Celine Dion.
Oh.
And realized that the papers were certifying his name change from Thomas Dodd to Celine Dion. You are now Celine Dion.
So, it's probably not official till he signs it. I mean, so he just goes,
no,
oh, well, that
official.
Was a...
In fact, he says, I plan on keeping the name unless, of course, it becomes super difficult, which it's going to be super difficult, dude. Your name is now Celine Dion. Duh.
So you're telling me in the UK, all you got to do is visit some website, type in the name you want, and that's it?
That's what they're saying here. I don't know. It seems like it should be harder.
It just seems like it should be a lot harder.
Especially to take someone's name who's already...
Already got...
Already
that's already
used.
A used name. I mean, it's not like...
Jesus.
Jeez, that is... So he just loves Celine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to her go. Oh, yeah.
This next story.
Oh, thank God there's another story. Get that Celine off.
This next story out of Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Omaha.
Somewhere in Middle America. The heart that matters more.
Walmart sells it all. I know. I've been to Walmarts many times. I used to go there to get very important supplies as cheaply as possible. Back on Christmas Eve, a 35-year-old guy named Jeremiah Coleman was at Walmart in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Mm. Oh, Lincoln. It's close.
They're neighbors.
Yeah, sure.
They know each other. Mm. Omaha and Lincoln. Anyway, he started waving around a machete and threatening to attack the employees. The question is why, and they say here, he was mad he didn't get a receipt for the machete he bought there in the store. Machetes are gnarly. Like, I don't know why they're selling those. I know Nebraska's a different land, and maybe they've got farmers out there who actually use machetes for their intended purpose.
Machete.
But I don't like them.
Yeah, they seem so dangerous. So you're saying he gets a Walmart machete, Walmart brand.
Leaves, comes back.
And it's just wildly swinging because he didn't get his receipt.
He didn't get his receipt for the machete he bought there.
He bought it.
He made such a scene, the cops had to be called. And then, of course, you know, once you start digging holes, they say you got to put down the shovel. It took 40 minutes for the negotiation to get him to surrender, and now he's in so much trouble.
He was just a guy who wanted a receipt, and now he's now the
so
cops have him.
Stupid.
Machete kills.
What are you doing, dude?
Machete!
Crazy.
That is crazy. That's a perfect definition.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It all happened there in Omaha.
Near Omaha.
A meteorologist out of Iowa, Sioux City, Iowa, says she's gone viral on TikTok as she posted a video explaining that if you eat icicles, you're eating bird poop.
What?
You know the icicles that hang off a roof at a house? You've lived in the East Coast. You probably saw them a million times. Icicles are the runoff water from your roof, which has been...
It's snow melting because of the heat of your house or whatever.
Pooped on so many times.
Oh, boy.
That icicles are
clear.
Filled
I'd
with
bird I'd be able to see it if
poop.
They... It's fine. Obviously,
when icicles form...
Kill you.
It's from the water that melts off your roof and runs down the side of a building. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it.
Oh, well. People live.
What do you mean, oh, well? You would do it now knowingly?
Yes, I would still do it because they're icicles and they're just fun. Who doesn't want a stabby piece of ice? Like, that's, you lick it, you know, you hit your brother with it. You never thrust stab, though. That's wrong. That's what your dad tells you. Don't stab, just hit. You know.
So these were part of your childhood games, these icicles.
Oh, sure, of course.
I didn't grow up around that.
Hadn't you been to Tahoe and grabbed an icicle off a roof?
No, the most I've done is, you know, you knock them off.
Yeah.
It's just neat to, there it is hanging, you hit it and it falls
off. Well, my dad would go knock them off because he didn't want them falling on anybody walking out from underneath. Because they just would hang all along your eaves. Which they say it's about bad insulation. That it's about, you know, too much heat. Or maybe it's like your roof isn't insulated enough, so there's a lot of melt or something. But man, they're awesome. They're so fun.
What is Brynn showing?
Please don't do that. I'm a meteorologist. I should know. When icicles form, it's from water that melts off of your roof and runs down the side of a building. Well, here's the thing. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. A lot of it. And that water picks it up and freezes it in the ice. You're eating poop.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Oh, the meteorologist from Sioux City, Iowa goes viral and is huge. Good for her. I love it.
Well, everybody's got to have something, right?
How about a couple fast facts before I get to tell
you? Fast facts.
I love those.
After Top Gun came out, the number of men joining the Navy to become naval pilots went up 500%.
Wow.
The Stanley Cup can hold 23 beers.
Oh, someone figured that out, huh?
Just shy of a case, I guess.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to be holding this one.
Right. There you go.
One for me, 23 for you.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a lot of stuff. A lot. So
That's good.
I won't have time to get to it all now, but I most certainly will one way or another. You guys, shaking my head, sigh. Lucy Pearl is Raphael Sadiq from Tony, Tony, Tony. Don Robinson from En Vogue. And Ali Shahid Muhammad. I know that name from A Tribe Called Quest. Very successful, great album, lots of awards, nominations.
So well, yeah. There's no one in the band named Lucy?
I don't.
And how is there a guy not named Tony in Tony, Tony, Tony?
I don't know anything about Tony, 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 and I clearly don't know anything about Lucy Pearl, but I thought for sure Bryn would.
Yeah, I don't know very much about the band. I know that song, though. It's popular.
That's not enough, Bryn.
Yeah, sorry.
Study. We're not going to need a report.
Also,
okay.
Oh, they have Bay Area ties, as both Raphael Sadiq and Don Robinson are from Oakland.
Yeah.
All right, listen, everybody knows what they know. That's the thing. You can't rub somebody else's nose in something that they don't know.
Yeah, what'd you know about chicken feet?
Yeah, zero.
Right. Wait, what?
I'm not sure.
How do we don't know anything chicken about chicken feet.
I'm just saying that. I know what
the things
I know.
You know. You know what you know. Know. Eat what you eat, you know what you know, you listen to what you listen to.
You are what you eat.
All
like
right,
it, you like
we'll
it,
take
you
a break and try to start over on the other side.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.